It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful nowadays. Experts are warning that you should not make any risky food consumption choices amid high prices of food. People are starting to eat expired food and they're getting very sick.
Well, that's the time we're in, unfortunately.
They broke it down. They had a study of all the age groups asking them if they believe they've ate food in the past year that was on or past its best before date that possibly made them sick. 10% of Gen Zers said, yes, I've eaten food in the last year that's probably made me sick. Mm. Millennials, they seem to be the hardest hit. 41% of millennials have said that they've eaten food in the last year that has made them sick because they need to eat expired food. They have no choice.
Right.
24% of Gen Xers, 20% of baby boomers, and then Canadians born before 46, 10%. So the older you get, the less likely, because you probably have a little bit of money.
Potentially.
Gen Zers, 10%, because, I mean, they're probably still, you know, their parents, the Gen Xers, are probably
living at home, maybe.
Or I guess millennial parents, too, but maybe the... Anyway, the millennials are hit hardest by this.
Right.
Mainly because they're the working class right now, I guess. They're like, yeah, you know what I mean? So they're the ones that are just kind of coming up and trying to... They're going through the struggles with housing and all that kind of stuff. So, man, what a sad stat that is. But I get it. I understand it. Mm-hmm. Like, they say you have to be careful with proteins. So, like...
Oh, big time. Especially chicken.
Yeah. Well, any kind of protein. They say, like, listen, just, you know, the luncheon meat you've got, if it smells funky, throw it out.
Yeah.
Like, don't risk it. Yes, I know you got to eat, but it's not worth it.
There's been times, you know, where, like, in our house, you open something, you think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Smell it.
Right.
It's like, ugh. Do I? I don't know. Then we tend to always throw it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. But I used to also be the guy, too, that if I had, like, an apple and there was a bruise on it, like a big bruise on it, I'd chuck it.
Yeah, you just cut that part off.
Now I cut it off.
Like, that's
now,
a bit different.
Now it's like, even with a lot of fruit, I'll be like, it's a little meal, whatever, I'll eat it.
What about mold on cheese?
You just cut the mold off.
Cheese lasts that long in your house?
Chad and Evan Daly.
So, country and western singer Brett Kissel.
Oh, yeah, he does great at the country and western stuff.
People are actively asking that he not perform the national anthem for the Edmonton Oilers.
Why are they asking country and western singer Brett Kissel to not sing at Edmonton Oilers games?
Well, you see, every time country and western singer Brett Kissel performs at the Oilers games during the playoffs, whenever he sings the national anthem, mm-hmm. they lose. And western singer Brett Kissel is bad voodoo for the team.
So you're telling me that Oilers fans are banding together to try to get the Oilers from bringing in country and western singer Brett Kissel to games?
That's exactly what I've said.
I am all for that.
Yeah.
If that is bad mojo for the team. Having country and western singer Brett Kissel in the building singing the Canadian national anthem is bad news for the Oilers?
Yeah.
Let's not do it. Keep him out.
I'm not an overly superstitious guy, but I mean, that ain't working.
No.
Country and western singer Brett Kissel is not a good start to their game. Maybe the players just don't get a good vibe from him.
Well, and sometimes it's just I forget the guy's name that sings the national anthem most of the time. I forget his name.
In Calgary, they always have country and western singer George Canyon sing their national anthem.
No, but there's a different guy that the Oilers have. He's like a kind of a bald guy, big beard.
Yeah, he always sings in the crowd.
Yeah, he's always out in the crowd.
Sure, yeah.
And I am pretty sure that country and western singer Brett Kissel is always out in the crowd, too.
Is he?
I think so. Hmm. I could be wrong on that one.
Maybe they should have country and western singer Brett Kissel sing the national anthem while sitting on a horse on the ice.
That's something that Calgary would do, you know.
Either way, it's very country and western.
Chad and Evan Daly.
All right. Play the clip. I don't want to tell anybody who it is.
Well, we're going to play.
Do like you did with me.
I got a couple of things set up here. I got a couple of markers. So we're going to kind of break it down.
Okay. Okay, I want you to guess who this is in your mind.
They swear coming up here.
Oh, do they?
Well, not really.
That's a light swear.
Bastards.
Yeah, it's not a swear.
Bastards.
Here we go. Listen to this now. Okay. This riff.
It's a good riff.
This is unreal.
Okay.
And it keeps going. About 4 seconds before it's about to be ruined.
Yeah, I don't understand why they do this.
Why?
Why did you do that? You were ripping.
It's an AAA, right? They're very rhymey.
So, BBB, we should let them know who it is now.
It's Motley Crue's new one.
Yeah.
Dogs War. Now listen, though. Listen again. Listen to this riff.
That is something.
Stay there. That is super heavy.
Stay right there. You don't need to go to like this light kind of breathy. So that's decent.
I wonder how many takes it took for old Vince to nail this.
Yeah. I don't understand why they had to go to the slow part in the, like, it's, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to do it. Just keep it going, man.
Do your best to drown out Vince Neil.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So the NFL draft was last night.
First round,
yeah. Yes. And this is just, it's an event. It's in Detroit.
Oh, man.
They've got, like, the back area where all the players are sitting. Well, not all the players,
not
but
all.
The ones that are expected to go, you know, first round. And then they've got a walkway that they go through, like this huge corridor that they walk through. They got the person hands them the hat for the team they go to, and then Roger Goodell to give them a hug right on the main stage as they stand in front of thousands of people. It is a huge deal.
The NFL is...
It's just a beast.
It's a money-making machine.
Yes, it is. And the winner last night, Caleb Williams, okay? Caleb Williams, number one pick, went to Chicago, quarterback, and so many quarterbacks picked.
Yeah, quarterbacks went off the draft board at a record-setting pace. It was six went in the top 12.
Yeah, half of the first 12 picks were quarterbacks.
And so the top three were quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The fewest number of picks for six quarterbacks to be drafted.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
No, that's not the only quarterback story. Kirk Cousins, who, of course, was signed by the Falcons for big money. Big, big money. Well, he's a little upset because the Falcons drafted a quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., and he's... Kirk Cousins did not get a heads up they were going to do this. In fact, his agent said that it was a big surprise. We had no idea this was coming. The truth is, the whole league had no idea this was coming. We got no heads up. Kirk got a call from the Falcons when they were on the clock. That was the first we heard. It never came up in any conversation.
Huh.
So Kirk Cousins makes this big deal to go to the Falcons. I mean, yes, he's had some injuries issues with his Achilles and stuff like that, but he's expecting to be their starter, their main guy, and he may not be.
He will be.
Well, initially, if he's healthy, yeah, he will be. But, I mean, you make a first-round draft pick quarterback, I mean, within the first couple seasons, he's going to be on the
field. Back in 2021, there were a whole bunch of quarterbacks drafted, too, and a bunch of them were busts right off the top, right? So, that doesn't mean because they go...
Well, talk to the Bears about that.
Well, that's exactly it, right? Yeah. So, I don't think he has much to worry about. If I knew more about it, I'd... Could put a firm stamp of approval from Evan Barron on it.
And I would also like to point out that I did say I wanted to cheer for an NFL team, and I did say the Bears might be it.
Huh?
The Bears are it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Getting a little nervous here.
About what?
You know, you've heard of Apophis, right?
What? This,
Apophis is a huge, huge asteroid. That will be near Earth. It'll fly near Earth.
Like, how close?
April 13th, 2029. Now, I know you're saying, oh, that doesn't say 30. It'll come within 32,000 kilometers of Earth.
Oh, that's real close.
That's actually 10 times closer to Earth than the moon is.
That's scary.
And this will happen April 13th, 2029. And when they first discovered this back in 2004, they were like, oh boy. They actually thought this could have an impact with Earth.
It still could. Something could throw it off its course in the next 5 years.
Right. That's what I'm saying here, okay? So this thing is 335 meters wide.
What?
It's big.
Where's dead?
And they say every 80,000 years, one of these hits the Earth and has an and changes things up for us.
That'll kill us all.
Sure, could be.
We're all going to be dead.
Blue Origin has announced their private space company. I think they're... Is that not Jeff Bezos's?
Yeah, that's old Bezos.
So they've announced, they've been like, hey, like, you know, if we've got permission from you guys... We'd like to fly some stuff up there to the asteroid, land on it, and, you know, kind of take a look around and discover some things and really, you know, check it out and see exactly what this asteroid is made of.
Don't!
But people are allowing it! Stop it! Don't mess with the asteroid!
Why do people not listen to us? Don't start mining on the moon.
No!
Don't!
Don't!
Leave space alone. We know nothing about it.
It is... An absolutely scary void that if you touch this thing and you knock it even a little off course, what's that mean? That's gonna hit us and kill
us.
Or
it could hit the moon. And then what? We have no gravity.
Yeah.
We're all dead. We'll all float away.
And plus,
I
seen it once too. So Jeff Bezos, the guy who owns Amazon, all right, and Blue Origin. We're going to give him the ability to mess with an asteroid. This guy is the king of getting things to land on our front doorstep.
It doesn't happen.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Website called jalopnik.com. It's actually not bad when you want to look at like vehicle stuff, anything vehicle related.
I was going
to
ask if that's what it was about.
Yeah. And they asked their readers, what do you wish driver's ed would focus more on? Like, there are some things they focus on that just aren't that important once you actually start driving.
Right.
Okay? Interesting suggestions. So they said, one person said, focus more on dual turning left lanes.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know how to turn left out of the right lane. Zipper merge, clearly people need to learn that. How about this one? If you're driving straight in the right lane... And you're in the right turning lane. I know you can be there, but you shouldn't be there. If you're not turning right and you're in the right lane at a light, you should not be there.
But is there two lanes? So then that left lane gets all the way backed up. That's,
who cares?
There's still two lanes. But
there are people turning right and you can turn right on the red.
There are. You can go straight in that lane.
Yeah. But
just get out of my way when I'm trying to turn right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're allowed to do that, though.
Also, just generally staying calm. Somebody says they need to focus more on that, like almost
good
like breathing techniques in driver's ed.
It's
true, but yeah, people won't. And this one's an interesting one, and this is what I've said, too. They should focus on motorcycles, and they should make people ride a motorcycle for a year. It's true. You are a better driver if you ride a motorcycle for
a year. You're more aware. I think, and here's one for me. This one drives me nuts. Two-way stops. No one knows how to use a two-way stop.
A two-way stop?
Yes, a two-way stop.
Like, if you're going straight, it's an easy solution. But if either one of you is turning, it becomes
an issue.
No one
knows, right? And then you pull up at the same time, or even not even at the same time. Say, so you've been pulled up there, and you're trying to turn.
Yeah.
Right. Or sorry, you're trying to go straight. There's vehicles ahead of you and someone is going the other way and they're trying to turn. They think they get to go second. It's like, no, no, no. You got to wait until all cross traffic passes. Then you get to turn.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Legendary voice Bob Cole dying at the age of 90 on Wednesday, but it was made public yesterday. And I remember as a kid, Bob Cole was the voice of Saturday night.
Oh, for sure.
I remember, those cold winter nights, being at Grandma's house in Denzel, Saskatchewan, watching Hockey Night in Canada, all on the older TV, because that's what Grandma had.
You had to get up and turn the channel yourself?
I think so, yeah. And then Bob Cole's voice booming through that TV And it was, you know, the, oh, baby, you'd hear that and or whatever. And you just knew.
Didn't matter. He's just such a great announcer.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. It was the highlight of Saturday nights if you're a hockey fan.
Well, it's just sports. Like, every time I hear his voice, it automatically takes me back to those days, you know.
And, you know, and so many firsts, which we've talked about throughout, right? Like, mm-hmm. You talked about the Summit Series.
Yeah, 72 Summit Series. He was the voice of that. He was also so many Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah.
The final one, the last one a Canadian team won, which is the Montreal Canadiens in 93.
Whew. Long time ago.
And that was against Wayne Gretzky was the playing Kings. For the Kings then.
Yeah.
And also Wayne Gretzky. Talk about Wayne Gretzky's last game.
The first, Wayne Gretzky's first Stanley Cup.
Right, yes.
And Wayne Gretzky's last game.
Well, for Wayne Gretzky, 1,487th game today. There is the man of the hour. Gretzky moves up. Beautiful setup. Schneider scores! Yes, Janet, he's got a point. Yes, Mario, he's got a point.
Mario Lemieux in the crowd.
I'm saying he didn't go out with all the class that he has shown us in 20 years, and that is it.
Yeah. And as they pointed out too yesterday, I was watching Hockey Night in Canada, and they were talking about, or Sportsnet, whatever. And I was talking about, they were talking about how he didn't interject his opinion. He just told the story that was happening on the ice. He didn't ever editorialize. It wasn't about his opinion. It was about what was happening on the ice, which is interesting. Like he would never say, "Well, the referees blew that one." No. No, it's just what happened on the ice.
Right.
It's the call that was made.
Right.
And that's it.
That's important. That's really very important.
And it's rare, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I've got to point out, too, I got these clips from when Bob Cole retired from Sportsnet.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure that I point that out. And here's one of his, oh, baby.
Sure.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Have you come across ridiculous things on Marketplace?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time.
And you know some are a joke, but you know some people are trying to sell stuff legit.
Yeah, well, yeah, sometimes.
So
and it's sad.
So I've come across this one, and it looks like it's a student.
Yeah.
Because it looks like they're sitting in desks. it's Canada Dry. The best ginger ale. All it says is ginger ale. Canadian, $50. Now, the explanation is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Half drank. Still pretty good.
Maybe lost a little bit of its...
little fizz.
Yeah, fizz. You know, ginger ale is having a moment right now. I'm not sure if you've seen this on social media or not, but some guy was making a drink, and he was describing... He had Schweppes ginger ale.
It's the lesser of the two, but okay. It is.
He had Schweppes ginger ale, and he very seriously, this was no joke, he pronounced it as Schweppes.
What?
Schweppes instead of calling it Schweppes.
It doesn't even look like Schweppes.
So now everybody's calling Schweppes Schweppes.
I hope they capitalize on that. It does look
like Schweppes a little bit. A little, it does look like Schweppes.
I'm going to see here.
S-C-H-E-W-E-P-P-E-S, right? Schweppes.
S-C-H-W-E-P-P-E-S.
Schweppes.
Yeah, I guess it kind of does.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.